This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. On Friday of last week, the Highland FFA chapter hosted a Progressive Ag Safety Day at the Madison County Fairgrounds. Dwayne Schallenberg of New Douglas is a program coordinator for the Safety Day activities and works with the chapter every year. I made a trip to Highland to see what activities were happening at the fairgrounds, and I had a chance to talk with Dwayne while I was there.
Okay, I live in New Douglas. I farm about 1,400 acres, have some cattle, and I've got three sons, but they're all gone, and a wife that helps out, and so that's kind of my background. I've been a fireman for 40 years, and kind of what's gotten me into this.
So it sounds like you have some great experience to not only be teaching kids about fire safety and that sort of thing, but also the ag safety side of things. And you do that. This is called a Progressive Ag Safety Day. So share with us about that organization and where all these events take place and what you have to do to be in charge of this.
Okay, I go to coordinator training at Bunge Corporation in St. Louis. And the Progressive Ag Foundation has been started. This is our 21st year. They're worldwide. 2 years ago, they started putting these on in Argentina. And Buenos Aires and some countries over there are now doing it. There's approximately 540 safety days in the United States and Canada. And we have been organized. We're a foundation. It was all started back with Progressive Farmer Magazine.
And this safety day in particular, you are working with the Highland School District, correct?
Yes, the Highland FFA, they help out. They're the ones that line up the buses and the programs, the presenters. And I help out getting the presenters. And they're the ones that supply the workforce. They've got the guides, the teachers, and all that help put it on.
And what age are the students that are here going to the different stations?
It's a sixth grade Highland District students.
Okay, and you actually had a station yourself that you were being an instructor at on PTO safety and grain safety. So share with us what you're telling the kids and showing them.
We're just demonstrating how fast somebody can get wrapped up in a power takeoff. Each class makes their own dummy, they name it, and then we tear it apart with the power takeoff. We tie it to the power takeoff, spin the tractor, and watch the pieces fly. So, and then also in grain entrapment safety.
And you had mentioned to the kids, I was listening earlier, some statistics show that on-farm deaths have decreased. So kind of share with us what you've learned about that from these safety days.
For the statistics that we've got since the last 20 years, since Progressive Farmers been putting this on, they feel that there has been a decrease. I don't know the percentage in child injuries on the farm.
Well, that's definitely some great news. Always good to hear for a decrease in those numbers. Anything about Safety Day that I haven't asked that you'd like the listeners to know about?
The only thing I can say, it's that time of year. A lot's going on the farm. It's just a good time to practice safety and try to keep everybody healthy and alive.
Once again, the program coordinator for Progressive Ag Safety Day, Dwayne Schallenberg. I also had a chance to talk with a couple of FFA members while I was at the event, and we'll hear what they had to say after these messages. Highland FFA members Alicia Kloss and Kaylee Roots were my tour guides for the safety day on Friday. They showed me around and explained what was happening at each of the stations. After my tour, I talked with Alicia and Kaylee to find out what the planning process was like for the big day and what other projects the chapter has been working on. Alicia, could you tell us what grade you're in, who your parents are, and what your role is with the FFA chapter?
Hi, I'm Alicia Kloss, and I'm the FFA president. My parents are Diane Kloss and Russell Kloss, and I am one of 11 siblings.
And you are president of the chapter, correct? So could you tell us some of the things that you're responsible for as president?
So what I do is I organize pretty much everything, and I keep everyone on task and make sure they're doing what they're supposed to. I organize meetings. I go to all the CDEs.
And we are at Ag Safety Day, and I know this is something that you and the rest of the chapter helped plan, but talking to you about it, how many meetings did you guys have, and kind of tell us what the planning process was like for this big day?
The planning process was kind of hectic. There was a lot to do. We had two meetings at school, kind of talking about what we were supposed to do. The planning was getting t-shirts together from sixth graders, their permission slips, and making sure that everything was ready to go for today.
And now we're here at Safety Day. There are several different stations for the kids to walk around to. So how many stations are there, and what are some of the topics that they're talking about?
We have 11 stations, and some of our stations are first aid, lawnmower safety, firearm safety, PTO and grain safety, internet safety, ATV safety.
So a lot of different topics. And what grade of students are here participating in the Safety Day?
We have sixth graders here.
All right. Well, it's definitely a great day, and I'm very impressed by all of the different stations that I've seen. And also want to talk about, you have a couple different record books that you work on in FFA. So kind of tell us about those and what they focus on.
My two record books are over turf grass management, which is cutting grass with my dad. We cut 20 yards, and we have a cemetery we take care of. And my other one is ag business, and I work at a trucking business in town, so that's what it's like, agricultural related.
And have you been working on those now for a couple of years? How long have you had your record books?
I just started my ag business one this year, and I've had my turf grass management since freshman year.
Thank you very much, Alicia. Now we're going to take a minute to talk with Kaylee Roots. Kaylee, could you start off by telling us who your parents are, what grade you're in, and also what your role is with the FFA chapter?
My name is Kaylee Roots, and my parents are Brian Roots and Chris Roots, and Kelly Abbey and Dwayne Abbey. I am a sophomore at Highland High School, and I am the vice president of the Highland FFA.
And we had Alicia tell us a little bit about her role as president. So what are some things that you do as vice president?
Well, I assist Alicia in whatever she needs help with, and I also help her set up meetings and help everyone else with meeting agendas. And
today is a pretty big event that the chapter's involved with, but you've also been involved with some other events, the CDEs, and so tell us what's been going on these last few months. You guys competed and placed in some contests.
Well, a few weeks ago we had livestock judging in Springfield at the fairgrounds, and varsity got fifth, and we had two top green hands. And last week we had ag business management and ag mechanics, and we had some freshmen go to that for our green hand, and they did pretty good too.
Well, great. Sounds like you guys have had some great luck this year. And also you had mentioned you have a section banquet coming up. So when is that taking place and what happens there?
We have a section banquet on Wednesday in Carlinville. We have a dinner. It's happened a few times and we've gone to it, and it's getting better, so we have more people going.
Great. Well, sounds like that'll be a nice event this week. And also, state convention is coming up this summer, so tell us what's going to be happening there.
We have state convention in June. It's a three-day thing. People who won district with their record book are going to state convention to walk across the stage and get an award.
Well, we wish you guys the best of luck, and congrats to those students who will be receiving those awards. You also have a couple of record books, so tell us what your record books focus on.
This past year, I just started doing mums, and I ordered them, and they'll be here in June. And I'm starting a forage, which is grass hay, and so it's my first time doing it, so we'll see how it goes.
Highland FFA Chapter President Alicia Kloss and Vice President Kaylee Roots. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.